Okay, so get ready, because today we're diving into something pretty cool. We're talking about plants and birds.
Ooh.
Yeah, and how they interact. It's way more complex than most people realize.
It really is, and that's what makes this research so fascinating.
And the research we're looking at today focuses on this plant called Pistacia lentiscus. It's this Mediterranean shrub, and it's got this super interesting relationship with the birds that like to eat its fruit.
You know, when most people think about these kinds of relationships, these mutualistic relationships where both organisms benefit, they think of it as pretty straightforward.
Right. Like, oh, the bee gets pollen, the flower gets pollinated, everybody wins.
Yeah, exactly. But this study, which was published in Ecology Letters, shows just how complex these interactions can be, like way more than just a simple exchange.
Yeah. And what's really wild is that this one plant species, this Pistacia lentiscus, it interacts with 27 different bird species, all attracted to its fruit.
With a lot of mouths to feed.
Right. So how does this plant make sure it's getting a fair deal from all these hungry birds? It's putting in the work to make this fruit.
Right, exactly. And that's where things get really interesting. The researchers were looking at two main things: resource provisioning effectiveness, or RPE,
Okay.
and then seed dispersal effectiveness, or SDE. So basically, RPE is about the calories, how much energy each bird species gets from the fruit.
Right.
And SDE, that's all about reproduction, like how effective each bird is at spreading the plant seeds, because the plant's goal is to, create new plants, offspring.
Makes sense, but how do you even begin to measure something like that? It's not like you could just like attach a GPS tracker to every bird.
Well, you'd think so, right? But actually, they did something even cooler. They combined DNA analysis with these really cool camera traps, thousands of hours of footage.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They were able to figure out which birds were eating which fruits by analyzing, are you ready for this? Bird
I'm
dropping.
kidding.
Nope. Over
Okay.
2,500 samples.
That is some serious dedication to science. Talk about getting your hands dirty for research. But wow. So what did they find out from all of this? This incredible detailed data.
We'll buckle up because it's pretty fascinating
So
stuff.
spill the beans.
Yeah.
What did all that bird poop tell us?
Well, one of the most surprising findings was that the quality of the fruit, like how nutritious it was, it didn't matter as much as they thought it would.
Really?
Yeah, it seemed like the biggest factor for these birds was just how much fruit they could get their beaks on.
So it's all about quantity over quality, huh? It's like just go for the giant pizza instead of the small salad.
Exactly. And get this, out of all those 27 bird species, they found that just three of them were doing most of the eating: the Sardinian warbler,
Okay.
the European robin, and the European greenfinch.
So those are our heavy hitters.
Yeah, you could say that. Those three species were responsible for eating like the vast majority of the Pistacia lentiscus fruit.
Wow, those birds were busy. But what about the plant in all of this? It's putting all this energy into making fruit, right? So is it getting a good return on its investment?
That's the big question, right? And what they found is that even though some of the birds were better at dispersing the seeds, the chances of any single seed actually becoming a new plant were really, really slim.
Really?
Yeah, we're talking slim to none.
Wow, that's rough.
Yeah.
It's like a lottery where almost no one wins.
Pretty much, the odds are stacked against those little
Yeah.
seeds.
So are there any success stories? Like, are any of these birds particularly good at helping these plants out, spreading those seeds to a nice comfy spot where they can actually grow?
Actually, yeah, there is one bird that really stood out, the Sardinian warbler. This little guy, not only is it a champion fruit eater, but it's also picky about where it,
Where it does its business.
Exactly. And that pickiness actually gives those seeds a much better chance of survival. So it's like this bird is unknowingly giving the plant a helping hand.
That's amazing. But it makes you wonder, with all this talk about mutualism, is it really a fair exchange if some birds are, like, way better at spreading the seeds than others?
That's where the whole idea of reciprocity comes in. In a perfect world, both sides would benefit equally. But
Yeah.
nature is messy, right?
Right.
And this study found that while it's not always perfectly balanced, there's still a lot of reciprocity going on here. The plant gets its seeds dispersed, and the birds get a meal, even if some birds are better at the dispersing part than others.
So it's not about like keeping score. It's more about the fact that both sides are getting something out of it.
Yeah, exactly. And the researchers actually found this kind of imbalance, what they call asymmetry on different levels, like not just between different species of birds, but even between individual plants.
Really?
Yeah, some plants might rely really heavily on just a few specific birds. But the cool thing is, even with all that variation, the whole system still works.
It's incredible, isn't it? I mean, I never would have thought about all the complexity behind something as simple as a bird eating a berry.
It's mind-blowing, and it just goes to show how interconnected everything is. You know, we often miss these incredible relationships because they're happening quietly all around us.
It's like a whole secret world out there.
I know.
Well, on that note, we'll leave everyone with that thought. The next time you see a bird on a branch, think about the intricate dance happening between that bird and the plants it interacts with. It's a whole ecosystem in action. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and we'll see you next time.